Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Bratislava's communist-era buildings are a sore point for many. Architects and historians tend to admire them, but the general public usually associates them with the injustices of the socialist regime and wants them gone. And things seem to be going the public's way. Two of these buildings, the Trade Union Building and the Priora Supermarket, are now under threat from developers. So is this architecture really worth saving? Monocle's Alexei Korolyov reports.
20th century architecture in general defines the shape, the form, identity of Bratislava, of capital of Slovakia.
I don't know if you would knock these buildings down. I don't know if something better would come afterwards.
The city is always in change, of course, but we cannot afford more to lose our past.
Voices from Bratislava. It's been 30 years since the collapse of communism, but the city's socialist-era architecture remains a sensitive topic here. Even though the Czechoslovak version of communism was comparatively soft, many Slovaks have mixed feelings about its legacy, and that of course includes architecture.
There was a serious plan to demolish the new part of the Slovak National Gallery, which is this structure.
Slovak architectural historian Henrietta Moravčíková says she understands this, but argues that it can't just erase the past.
I mean, it's very useful to display all the layers of our historical development, and this is part of our development which was really important for the country. I'm not speaking about the political regime, of course, but on the other hand, the architecture was not only a product of the regime, it was a product of a genius creators of these architects and products actually of all the workers and all the society which actually took part on the construction of those buildings.
Czechoslovakia was one state, but still Bratislava had some kind of autonomy as the capital of Slovakia. And while
Mike Novotny is a German-born journalist living and working in Austria, and he's one of the authors of East Modern, a definitive book about socialist architecture in Slovakia.
Also, Bratislava had their own, the first architecture school, I think, started in the late 1940s or early 1950s, which also had a bit more freedom and their own traditions. They also integrated some local traditions with very interesting combinations of late modernist architecture and traditional Slovak elements like wood construction or ornaments. This also happened in other communist countries or in Soviet republics, but that didn't really happen that much in the Czech part. And combining all these things, I think that's what makes Slovakia a bit special.
On this program, we've already spoken about one striking example of this architecture, the Slovak radio building. But there are many more. Mike Novotny again.
Bratislava is a very messy city. It's never really had a real urban planning, so it has a very small core of the old city, and outside everything is a bit of a mess. But these buildings really stand out. They were like cherries on the cake or like islands in the sea, because there were these monuments, basically. There was like the bridge over the Danube, which they built in the 70s, which has a one pylon with this UFO-like restaurant in it, which looks extremely spacey. Then there's the National Gallery on the shore of the Danube, which is like a huge windowless bridge, an actual bridge over a courtyard in red and white, which if you look at it, you wouldn't really figure out what kind of building is this, because it's very hermetic and very strange and very big. They're all quite big. And the Kamzik TV Tower, which is on top of the mountain over the city, is sort of two pyramids stuck onto each other, which also looks like no other TV tower. So they were quite bold in their shapes. I think that's what makes them special.
So it definitely helps that Bratislava's new mayor, Matoš Valo, is an architect by training, and he acknowledges the need to save what is left of the city's socialist architecture.
After the socialist era, everybody wants to cancel the past, you know. All the buildings were going down, all the interiors designed from 60s, 70s, socialist era are erased, everything new. So now I'm more on side, let's keep everything what we can keep, because we push it too much in 90s, you know. I'm always saying the past is so important to see to the future, to imagine future of our city. One of the lens to read it is, of course, our history and past.
But here's the paradox. Much of this architecture, with its modernist idealism and utopianism, was only made possible through merciless destruction.
In Moscow, for instance, you know, they would knock down entire neighborhoods of old buildings just to build something like this.
Yeah. The same happened here.
Exactly. So, you know, by that logic, wouldn't it be fair for this architecture to disappear so that new architecture can appear? What do you think?
A last word from Henrietta Moravčíková.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the professional public in Slovakia, they really think that this is the right way how to deal with this heritage, that we should remove it and bring back the old city structure. But actually, I mean, this is still something we should discuss, we should talk about, and somehow de-ideologize the architectural heritage of this period. I have just talked to my colleague from Prague today about the last causa in Prague, which is demolition of the Transgas building on the center of Prague. And he told me, wait, when the first demolition is there, the public opinion will change. But I don't know if we have to pay this price for changing the mind of the public.
But if it were up to you, and you had to destroy one building, which one would it be?
Sure. Giving such a question is okay. No, I don't know. No, I cannot say something like this because, you know, I'm the official representative of the Slovak Dokomomo chapter, so they will kill me if I say something like this. It's impossible. Never.
For Monocle in Bratislava, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.